September is National College Savings Month. Hi, this is Dave Crooks from the DLC Media News Center. On today's Focus on the Community, my special guest is Marissa Rowe, the Executive Director of the Indiana College Choice 529 Savings Plan. Stay tuned to learn who benefits from having an account. Marissa, welcome to Focus on the Community.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And let's remind Hoosiers what the College Choice 529 Savings Plan is.
Absolutely. So we are Indiana's 529 savings plan, which is a tax-advantaged way to save for future education. So you can use it at any school in the U.S. or abroad that takes federal financial aid, and we're talking tech, trade, two-year, four-year registered apprenticeships. It's just a way to start saving now so you don't have to borrow later.
And what's the advantages by opening an account for the typical Hoosier when they want to start, you know, saving besides, you know, the obvious need for cash to pay for tuition and other college-related expenses? What are some of the benefits to people who would actually create an account?
Well, for Hoosiers, you know, the number one thing is always that every dollar that you save is one you're not going to have to borrow. So just getting that account open, the money in that account, you put your dollars in after tax, but they get to grow tax deferred. And then when you use them for qualified expenses, and there's a slew of those, it's very flexible, then it's not taxed because it is an investment account. So it's a great way to kind of get in there, get your dollars growing earlier, the better. And then what most folks who know about College Choice, what most folks know about is that the state has an incredibly generous tax credit. Indiana offers Indiana taxpayers a 20% state tax credit worth up to $1,000 per year for contributions to a College Choice account. And the cool thing about that, Dave, is you don't have to be the account owner to claim the credit. So aunts and uncles, grandparents, they can all help contribute for the child and watch those dollars grow.
Oh, okay. So basically, September, we kind of focus on National College Savings Month, I take it. But it really has a lot to do with what people can do before the end of this calendar year, correct?
Absolutely. So September, we try to ride the wave of the media, right, because it's a national recognition. On top of that, Governor Holcomb has issued a proclamation. It's College Savings Month in Indiana. But then in Indiana, we just want to reach Hoosiers as quick as we can, as early as we can. But the deadline to contribute to claim that tax credit is December 31st.
Now, of course, there's been some national coverage lately with President Biden's push to kind of give some relief to people with college loans. And I noticed that there was some press around the nation this week that those in Indiana, unless the legislature and the governor would come up with some kind of a way to change this, they could actually be taxed on those actual credits that the president's trying to put together. Has there been much discussion about this in your office this week or not?
Not a lot for us specifically, but we're super aware of it because, you know, our business, the business we're in, is trying to get you not to have that debt to start with. But the reality is a lot of folks have it. Something that's kind of cool, and this is not tax advice, is that, you know, Indiana State Tax Credit can help offset those dollars that you'll be paying out, you know, for receiving that credit. So this is kind of in the weeds, but the taxable, as you mentioned, it's the state, right? So the federal dollars are coming to give that relief, that $10,000 or $20,000 if you're a Pell recipient. Those dollars are going to be tax-free federally, but they are going to be taxed on the state side. And, I mean, it happens to be that College Choice offers a tax credit and it's a state tax credit, right? So if you are paying off your own loans as a parent and maybe you're receiving some of that, some of those dollars for relief, but you're saving for your own child, which is a case for a lot of folks, you know, you can still claim that credit and that will help balance those things out. So again, a bit in the weeds, but it's real. It's going to be counted as income. So we just want to help parents try to avoid that moving forward.
So basically, if someone gets $10,000, and I think the last time I checked our income tax rate was around 3.4%, perhaps maybe a little bit less. Yep. That's the possible hit for a typical person, $350 or so, I guess, mm-hmm. per 10,000. But hopefully the legislature and the governor might find a way to help those folks that they do receive the money, which is still controversial to some, because I know a lot of people are already suggesting that Congress may have to act without the president's just directive, of course. But yeah, you're right. We don't want to get too far into the weeds in this. But I just noticed that Indiana got some coverage this week that didn't make us look like we were going to do a tax exemption for these people that received the money. But we'll see how this plays out in the long run, if they even get the dollars, of course. As you know, that's still controversial. But let's move on with the 529 plan. You mentioned, like, you know, people that are saving, whether it's that actual student or the immediate family, the parents putting money toward an account. But let's talk a little bit more about grandma and grandpa and Uncle Fred and people like that when they're not sure what to get loved ones, and they may have a little cash stash and they see the need to maybe help out an immediate relative. Let's talk about what's in it for them.
Well, and that's really cool about what we offer with College Choice is we partner with a platform called YouGift. It's completely free. And what you do is you just talk to the family member who owns the account. So mom and dad, hey, you know, we want to contribute to Susie or Johnny's education fund. You know, and you can ask them for the YouGift code. They get them a little code. They go online, register, and can contribute to that child's account. And then when it comes to tax time, they just need to ask mom and dad for the actual account number. It's an 11-digit account number, starts with a 6. And get that number from mom and dad, and they can claim it on their state taxes. So it's a wonderful way to kind of get those dollars coming in. The kids just don't need as much anymore, right? They have, if you have the folks in your family who have everything that they need, let's throw some money into their school accounts. So one way is to gift the dollars through the account that's already open. Another way, and this is actually what I do, so I'm an aunt, and I save for my 3 nieces who actually live out of state, and I have that account myself, and I just regularly contribute for them. My goal is I'm a first-generation college student, so it's incredibly important for me to save for my family, and my goal is maybe to save book money for the girls.
Okay, and then are most states doing the same plan we are with a 529 type of college account?
Yep, pretty much every single state in the District of Columbia. I think maybe Wyoming doesn't have their own 529, but the cool thing is anybody can have, you just have to be 18, you can have a plan in any state. It's just really kind of finding for you what plan looks best to you. What we recommend is that you look at your home state's plan first, because if, you know, maybe you've got listeners that live in Kentucky or Ohio or Illinois, and, you know, now that everything's on the web, we have lots of listeners, you always, depending on where you pay your taxes, you want to take a look at that state's plan first to see if there's any state tax advantages that are offered specific to where you live. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of plans out there, and it's just finding the one that's best for you. And we work really hard to make the College Choice plan the best for Hoosiers with our incredible tax credit. We have some of the best investments that are out there. We have an app, the Ready Save 529 app, which I don't, there's only a few states that have that app because of the program manager that we work with. It's called Ready Save 529. You can just go in there and, you know, click of a button, make contributions, remind grandma that she can contribute with, you know, with her YouGift code. And so we work really hard to make sure that the in-state plan for Indiana is the best for Hoosiers, that you can use those dollars at any school.
So a lot of people like to do research on anything that they're going to consider throwing money at. Let's touch on the website. How do people find more information about our plan in Indiana?
Absolutely. We're just at collegechoicedirect.com. That's collegechoicedirect.com. You can go right to the website. It takes you 10 minutes to sign up. You can open an account with as little as $10. And if you're not quite there yet, so maybe this information has been helpful, you want a little bit more, if you go to collegechoicedirect.com, you'll see on our homepage there is a link for Webinar Wednesdays. And we do a webinar at noon Eastern every Wednesday. You can just go in, click the link, register for it, and it's a live webinar. You can ask questions. What we found, Dave, is a lot of folks who do that, sometimes they're already account owners who just want to know more about what they have. So they knew they wanted to get this open. They wanted to get saving, take advantage of that very generous tax credit. But now they're getting maybe time to use it, or, hey, the holidays are coming. How do we use the gifting platform? It's just a chance for you to get a little bit more information.
Okay, so again, the website, collegechoicedirect.com. And again, you can sign up, and it doesn't take but just a few minutes, unless you're an old guy like me where, you know, this digital stuff sometimes can be a bit overwhelming. But I'm sure you've got some support people that can help someone who may be digitally challenged, I guess.
I love that you asked that. We do. We have a fantastic call center. And the 1-866 number it's on our homepage if you go to collegechoicedirect.com. But they are available until 8 p.m., which I think is fantastic, because some folks, you know, we're in the office from whatever time at work or we're at our shift. So it's really important to be able to get in there and make those phone calls when you can. But let me give you that number.
Sure, I'm ready.
Sure, it's 1-866-485-9415.
Okay, 866-485-9415. So that's kind of your support number that's usually available. How early in the morning till 8 at night?
It's usually 8 to 8, yes, sir.
Okay, and is that 7 days a week or weekdays?
Usually, I'm actually looking at that right now. It's so funny because I mainly call them during the week when I have a question,
right?
Which is kind of fun, but they're super helpful. So I will take a look at that and then let you know.
That's fine. Okay, so let's. What other benefits should people know about when it comes to the College Choice 529 savings plan that maybe we've not touched on, or maybe we need to reemphasize just a bit more on why people should get excited about this benefit to Hoosiers?
You know what? I really think the biggest thing to think about is flexibility, Dave. We get a lot of folks, that's their hesitation. I'm putting my money in somewhere. What if, you know, my child doesn't go? What if, you know, he doesn't know what he wants to do yet? He's only five. Like, you know, will it cost money to be a fireman in 15 years? The key to 529 savings plans, no matter which state you look at, is the flexibility. They can be used at any school in the U.S. or abroad that takes federal financial aid. So what we have to think about is, you know, the landscape of education is changing. So whether it's PhD, an MD, if they want to get a certificate, if they want to go through, you know, become a welder, if they want to do a registered apprenticeship through the U.S. Department of Labor, we're actually a top five state in the nation for registered apprenticeships. You make an excellent wage. You want to go to Butler, Indiana State, like all of these schools are options. It's just any school that takes federal financial aid. So what you're doing is you're putting your dollar somewhere with the advantages of, you know, tax-deferred growth and investments. And you're letting your kid or even yourself as an adult, because you can use it for yourself, really have flexibility with how you're going to use that later. You're not locked into this school for this many years and whatnot. You've got this flexibility to really press into what's best for your family. I think choice is incredibly important for you to pick, you know, the educational path and how much you're going to pay for it and all those sorts of things. But the flexibility of a 529 is pretty incredible.
I'm trying to think back to my legislative days, which has been a while, but this thing's been around, what, 20, 25 years, I think? I want to say we created this back in the late 90s, didn't we?
You've got a great memory. So it is our 25th anniversary right now as we speak. We are celebrating 25 years of Hoosier Saving. And we really, you know, we're sitting right now at over $6 billion in assets under management and over 418,000 accounts. So this is something your neighbor's doing this, right? You may not be invested yet, or, you know, maybe you're a grandparent with a new grandbaby and you're trying to decide, hey, what can we do? We've been around for 25 years. There's going to be people in your circle who are invested. Ask your friends. You know, if that's something that's also important, is making sure it's something that you're comfortable with. You've got friends who've used it. But it's just an incredibly powerful tool.
Okay. Again, we're talking about the College Choice 529 Savings Plan. My guest today is Marissa Rowe, the Executive Director of the Indiana College Choice 529 Savings Plan. And, of course, September being National College Savings Month, we're trying to bring attention to people to try to make sure that they open up an account if you've got someone that you think is going to go to college eventually, and some of the tax advantages to this, let alone the fact that you can save for the important investment when it comes to college. What have we left out that maybe you want Hoosiers to know about when it comes to how important these College Choice 529 savings plans are?
Well, just looking at the fact that it's September and it's National College Savings Month, we are running the College Choice 529 Education Sweepstakes. So what that means is, you know, we've got a form online at collegechoicedirect.com/September that you can enter during the month of September. And one lucky winner, we're going to pull a name at random at the end, is going to win a $10,000 account contribution. So maybe you're not saving with us yet. It's a great way to start saving. It's with someone else's money. So we just want to encourage everyone to go to collegechoicedirect.com/September. Give, you know, fill out the entry form, and $10,000 is going to make a big impact to a family.
Hey, that is a big deal. So, but they have to do it in the month of September then, right?
Correct. Yep. We're going to go through 11:59 PM. On the 30th, and then we're going to take all of our entries, make sure everyone's eligible, and pick a winner.
Now, to register to win, do they have to actually have a College Choice Savings Plan set up?
They do not. Anyone can enter, and then what happens is when you win, you're going to get a phone call from me. It's going to sound just like this. I'll be much, you know, be just as excited. We love to give away money here. And then I'm going to call you and provide you with a form to fill out so I know where to put the money. So at that point, you would open your College Choice account if you don't already have one. And this, and you will tick the box that says, I'm going to fund this with a check. And then I mail that check in. So we're going to put that $10,000 directly into your 529 plan.
Very good. And again, collegechoicedirect.com is the website you'll want to check out to learn more about this important benefit. You know, one thing I will say that's kind of a self-promotion for Indiana, but we have got a lot of great colleges that are available, whether it's everything from junior colleges to some of the best four-year colleges anywhere in the nation, let alone the world.
Absolutely. And you look at, I mean, anywhere from Purdue freezing tuition, you've got Ivy Tech that has a 2+2 program. So you can do your first 2 years at Ivy Tech and then transfer to a four-year school, which gets you that degree at an incredible savings. You know, those things are running like clockwork. You've got tons of public and private schools. You know, there's the barber schools, esthetician schools. If any of those schools take federal financial aid, which a ton of them do, you know, you can absolutely utilize your 529 there. And, you know, something else that's kind of interesting, if some of your listeners may know Students for 21st Century Scholars, which is an incredible program in Indiana through the Commission for Higher Ed, where, you know, students sign up in 7th and 8th grade, and they can receive up to 4 years of in-state tuition, but it's only tuition. You can utilize a 529 to save for the other costs, you know, room and board, fees, housing. And a 529 plan, Indiana's 529 plan, does not impact eligibility for 21st century scholars. So tons of schools here. We work great with in-state scholarships and programs. It's just a real smart way for, well, I call it Hoosier common sense, to make your dollar go further and get these kids to the education that's best for them with less debt.
And the tax benefits, it doesn't matter if it's an Indiana school or if they decide to go to another school around the nation, they're still going to be able to take advantage of all the benefits, correct?
Absolutely, because your tax credit's based on the dollars that go in. So as long as you've got them in, you know, by the 31st of December, which we always say, I'm trying to make October the new December, because if something's going to go wrong, it's going to be, you know, kind of the last minute. But always try to get your dollars in early, and then when it takes time, it's time to take that distribution and use those funds, any school in the U.S. or abroad. So maybe, you know, your family, there's an institution you guys historically go to, chances are it's going to take a 529. And so that's the great flexibility of this, is we want Hoosier saving. We incentivize you to save so you're not borrowing later, but you can use those dollars just about anywhere.
Okay, and then did COVID have much of an effect from your viewpoint on the amount of investment or savings, I guess we should say, in the last 2 or 3 years?
That's a great question. So there's a couple of pieces to that. One, you know, the challenges when COVID, when schools started shutting down, a lot of folks got refunds, right? So you'd paid for a dorm, but now your dorm is shut. So we did see a lot of those dollars come back into the plan, because you do what's called a recontribution. You have to put those dollars back in so they don't become taxable, since they're now not being used for education. But we saw a lot of those dollars come back into the plan. We did see folks kind of take a pause on taking money out. Maybe they were just, you know, let's wait and kind of see. Maybe, you know, Billy's going to wait a year to start because he wants the on-campus experience, right? Maybe doesn't want to do, some of the schools had gone virtual. So we saw some of those things, but we also saw some incredible market growth. So a lot of contributions coming in. I think the biggest lesson that I left kind of, and I know that we're not done with COVID, but in that really tough season, is that savers save. And Dave, folks who set up automatic contributions, they didn't turn them off. Like, money, it was still coming in the plan. We grew to 418,000 accounts, which, you know, sometimes the dollar amount of, you know, where we're sitting today, between, you know, probably 6.3 and 6.5 billion, that may fluctuate with the market, but those new accounts are opening every single month. And those families, whether they can afford $10 or $300 at a time to put it in, like, that's still coming in at the rate that families can do it. So yeah, I mean, at the bottom line for me over COVID is that save or save.
When I look at a 529 savings plan, do the tax benefits, or let's just say maybe a penalty, do they work kind of like an IRA if you bust it early, or if, let's say, Johnny decides he's not going to college and you've put some money aside and you want to take that back? Is there a penalty for taking the money out, or how does that work?
You know, there is, and I'll tell you, it's pretty simple. It's either qualified, it's not qualified, right? So qualified is the education expenses that we've talked about. Anytime you take money out for a non-qualified reason, there's going to be some penalties involved. Now, the thing to really underline here is that it's only on the earnings. So you're putting your dollars in after tax, right? So if you put $1,000 in and today it's worth $1,100, and you say, you know what, Johnny just, he's going to start his YouTube business. We're not going to need any of this money for education. And you just decide to pull it out. And you don't have to pull it out. There's lots of other things to do with it. But just for the sake of argument, if you're just going to pull that $1,100 out, you're going to pay a 10% penalty. And then state and federal income taxes, but only on the earnings portion. So that $1,000 that you put in there is your money anyway. So you're just going to pay that on the $100 that you earned. So a 10% penalty on the $100 on the gain, and then state and federal income tax on the $100. So it's really just those extra dollars. And then, of course, you would owe back any state tax credit that you received because you were given the credit because you were going to use it for education. So the key is put the dollars in, but use them for something qualified. You're not going to have any issues there, and there's tons of qualified ways to use those dollars.
Okay, Marissa, before we wrap this up, have we left anything out before we kind of give a recap of what's going on this month when we focus on College Choice 529 savings plans?
You know, I think the biggest piece of information is just for folks who are not web savvy and want to use our phone number. That is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 866-485-9415. That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, 866-485-9415. But really, it's just a great day to start saving.
So learn more at collegechoicedirect.com. That's collegechoicedirect.com. And again, big incentive this month. And let's give a quick recap of that. Hoosiers can actually win up to $10,000 for tuition if they enter this month at that website.
Yep, College Choice 529 Education Sweepstakes. You're just going to go to collegechoicedirect.com/September. So really, you can get to our homepage. You can get to anywhere. But collegechoicedirect.com/September takes you directly to our website. If you happen to follow our Facebook at College Choice 529, we've even got the link there. There's a QR code you can scan. We make it incredibly easy for you to get in there and get entered, and then we're going to pick one winner, and they're going to get $10,000 to use for qualified education expenses.
And Marissa, if folks don't trust us, they can always talk to their tax advisors, right? And they can get probably the same information, I'm sure, that you just shared.
Absolutely. So we love CPAs. We love tax advisors. If you happen to already have a financial advisor, you know, we have a direct plan, but we also have an advisor sold plan. They will have that information, and they all know how to get a hold of me if they have questions.
Okay. And anything else you want to share with our listeners in West Central Indiana this morning?
Just that it really is the best day to start savings today. Making sure that you're including friends and family in the gift giving, and just know, you know, every dollar you save is one you're not going to have to borrow later. So let's get the savings started for you with our own $10,000. We'll fund it for you. collegechoicedirect.com/September if you're our winner.
All right, Marissa. Marissa Rowe, the executive director of the Indiana College Choice 529 Savings Plan, our guest today on Focus on the Community. And again, learn more at collegechoicedirect.com. Think about making an investment in a loved one or a friend that you know of today. And again, if you check out that website, you've got a chance to register to win $10,000 in tuition, thanks to the state of Indiana. So Marissa, thanks for being on the program today, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This show is broadcast Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI, 7 a.m. on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5, Sundays at 6 a.m. on 105.5 WVIG, and 7 a.m. on 92.7 WFMB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.